John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, love lies, feline, with a death wish. Be right, didn't help. No name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
We're back with hour two. A reminder that Michael Carroll joins us at 11:30. The host of Comicast, which you can listen to wherever you listen to a podcast. He does that with John Glee, and he has guests from across, you might say, Nerdverse. Talk about the things we kind of like to talk about here as well. So, Sean, we have our winner for the listener appreciation party tickets.
Yes, Tony.
Tony wins. Tony will be able to join us out at St. Arnold on Friday, August 28th. Tony, it wasn't a clean rep for Tony, I would say, according to you.
A win's a win.
But a win's a win, yeah.
They don't ask how, they ask how many.
Yeah, it was.
And he won.
When he's at the party, it'll look like a line drive.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what was Tony's selection?
We did it!
The original. So,
yes, that's the second one.
Tony reverted back to the first one, the Jason Tatum quote after they won the championship.
I should start keeping track of which one.
You remember?
We've got two we did it. We got a flip me over Mike, and a shred 'em shroud.
That's four.
Four. Well, oh, and then the first giveaway we did was rumblings.
Oh yeah, rumblings. So look. It appears the original
like a steel trap.
Look
up here.
At you. It appears the original is carrying the day.
I'm creating a iPhone note, keeping track of this.
So now that Sean has put that into practice, now we have to do it.
Don't let this affect your vote. Be honest.
Yeah.
You know,
I know you might. You might be one of the vultures simply looking for a way into the party, and you can just use one of these because you've heard them before. But you know what? Sean, how about this? Because we're actually asking for the favorite, so we shouldn't just keep some off the board and make them choose from others.
No, just pick. Yeah, just
pick your favorite. I was thinking they can just use these, even if they don't know any others because they're vultures.
Only?
Yeah, but you know what? That's unfair. Let's not judge you. Let's not assume you're dishonest. That's wrong of me.
I don't need you to do the.
Got nothing for you here.
This isn't a purity test. If you have one in mind, use it, and you get a win. So we'll do that as long as we can give out tickets. We'll do that next week as well. Okay. Thanks for trying. You'll have another opportunity later today with Jeremy and Joe. I don't know how they do theirs. But if you're looking for a way in,
there's no way to know.
Yeah.
There's no way to know.
You'll have to listen to their show to get your chance to win. Okay. Something came out yesterday that suggests this Kawhi thing isn't going away anytime soon. There was already an indication that the NBA would really like an end to this investigation so they can make a ruling. The Kawhi Leonard to Toronto Raptors trade has been put on hold. At the behest of the Raptors, because they're not sure what's going to happen. Will Kawhi be eligible to play for us? Even though we've agreed to this trade, we were sending Brandon Ingram to L.A. We're just going to wait and see. We're now into the month of August, and another report comes out that the Clippers and Kawhi agreed to a deal that, according to Pablo Torre finds out, was explicitly created to circumvent the salary cap. It was not with a now bankrupt Green Banking Company, which is one of his which is his first company that was investigated, at least the deal was investigated. It was for the company who designed the video board at Intuit Dome, Daktronics. I don't know of any other time where a athlete was the brand endorser for a scoreboard company, and I can't say that this happened either because Kawhi never did anything for Daktronics. There's no promotional material of Kawhi promoting this company. So my question, and we'll go on. Is he picking the best no-show jobs or the worst? Because no one expects an athlete to talk about a scoreboard company or a tree planting company. Really?
Yeah.
So are they the best or the worst?
I think it's good idea, poor execution.
Okay.
Because the whole idea of signing a celebrity endorser is what, Dell?
To bring attention.
To have the celebrity
endorse. Because he or she has a following that you can't grab yourself, so you allow this celebrity to bring his fans to you.
So if you're going to have a marketing deal with Clippers star Kawhi Leonard. Like, there just needs to be one Instagram post, is all I'm saying. There just needs to be one poorly shot commercial where hi, he doesn't even have to talk. He doesn't even have to go, hi, I'm Kawhi
Leonard. Pull the Leo Messi.
Yeah.
Just be there.
Bad Boys?
Say a word or two or say nothing. Just wear your Clippers jersey or, you know, a poorly designed Daktronics jersey, which is what it would be. It'll be a basketball
or
jersey.
Just a plain number two.
You know what? The video board's already up there. You know where Intuit Dome is. Just stand under the video board, take a couple photos, point up at Daktronics' giant video board. It's a spectacular board, and you're done.
Yeah, and then Daktronics can just release something being like, our celebrity ambassador, Kawhi Leonard. Like, that to me, with the tree planting, with this now, where I'm just like, how is it? Like, this is where Kawhi Leonard, like, this is where it went wrong. And this is where, like, he's so quiet. He just keeps to himself, whatever. It's like, a regular person would just tweet one thing about this. You know,
something.
Like, even if you are doing a fake deal, it'd just be very easy to just be like, hey, can you just, like, throw this on your Instagram, and then, like, you can delete it after a year.
Knowing myself, I would think, yeah, I'm circumventing the salary cap, but shouldn't I at least do something so it makes it look like this is actually a real deal?
Because it doesn't have to actually be like, I am providing $200,000 worth of value to the – it doesn't actually have to – because it's like NIL, where it's like, you know, free safety.
They're paying you to
Georgia.
Play football, despite what it was alleged to be. You're getting paid to play football, but we have to find a way to make it look good enough so it's not explicitly paying for players.
Yeah, when NIL got announced, we thought, oh, there's going to be all these crudely made commercials in college towns featuring these guys. And there's some
of them.
But
most of it is Instagram posts. That's most of it.
Yeah, it's like, just do that. Like, it doesn't have to be a fair trade of equity of like no.
Because we all know what it is. You know what it is. Just, you're taking the money because
boom,
that's as much, because the Clippers can't give you it directly because of the cap. So you want a little bit extra.
Yeah, just like, I always forget if it's Memorial Hermann or Houston Methodist. I think it's Houston Methodist, where they're the official whatever for the Astros. And then they also have Yordan Alvarez being like the, you know, on the billboard or in the commercial swinging a bat or something. It's like, that is not really that much different. It's like a company partnering with a team and then also having a deal with its star player. Like, that is really, like, that's common. That's what Daktronics is supposedly trying to do. But you actually have to have them in the commercial at some point. Like, that's the part where I'm like, this is why you get caught.
He doesn't,
because it's so lazy.
It could simply be before a game. You're already going there anyway.
Yeah.
Film yourself on the court saying, or not saying anything, because you're Kawhi.
Just halfway through a workout.
And then you point up to the screen, and it's you up on the video board. Good. We're good here.
10 seconds.
Instead, we got this.
It doesn't even have to be good. That's
no,
the thing.
Like, it doesn't. It really doesn't, because no one cares for it to be good. Daktronics is obviously doing it to help the Clippers out. You are getting more money because you're extorting the Clippers in some way.
Because
and the Clippers are willing to the Clippers are willing to be extorted.
Because a max contract just isn't enough.
Apparently.
Whatever.
You need some extras to, you know, play in your hometown.
That's where I'm at, where it's like, listen, none of this that he's doing is, like, that bad.
It's not crazy, no.
But it's like, at a certain point, again, he's so reserved that no one has, like, really a negative thing to... At this point, I'm starting to be like, what's this guy's deal? That is, like, I can't show up to do anything. I can't, even including play basketball games. Like,
true.
I'm kind of on my own schedule in every aspect of my life. Also, I want to play in my hometown. Also, I want to get paid outside the salary cap to do so. It's like, why? Isn't he the guy who, like, drives a 1990 Corolla still? Wasn't that the
Is that myth over now? Like, or at least that story been buried now? Like, we don't need to revert. It's been years, certainly. We don't need to talk about the humble Kawhi Leonard. And why would I pay for a new car if this one works? When you're trying to squeeze as much out of the Clippers as you can.
Like,
and not do anything to validate the payment from Daktronics or what was the other company?
Aspiration.
Aspiration, yeah.
Plant tree. Again, all he needs to do is
not a tree planted.
Sit next to a sapling and with gloves on. And he doesn't actually have to plant it. He just needs to stand next to a planted tree.
I'm Kawhi Leonard for Aspiration or whatever it is. A couple words and you're good. Instead, now it's the second company. That is
nothing.
That is alleged to have paid Kawhi Leonard to do absolutely nothing. And the quote from Pablo Torre's piece, I'm reading some excerpts from ESPN. An anonymous high-level source under contract with Intuit Dome said the deal was 1,000% a way to circumvent the salary cap. Not just 100. 1,000. It was so flagrant that it's 1,000% a way to circumvent the salary cap. And
like, what? Like,
is he going to play for the Raptors? It's August.
This is where it's tough because, like, you suspend him, you're not really punishing the Clippers because they already traded him.
But the Raptor, because the deal was never finalized, so do the Raptors just go, "Hey, Brandon Ingram, our bad.
Yeah,
come on back." Like, they're like, of course the attention is on Kawhi. But another guy got traded, and he's waiting and assuming he's going to play for the Clippers in L.A., which is where he started his career with the Lakers, Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
Is he going to be a Raptor? And if he goes back, they got to trade him, right, to someplace else now. Can Brandon Ingram go back to Toronto if this deal doesn't go through?
What? Maybe it's a situation where it's like the Raptors, if anything happens, are like, hey, listen, we're not going to have, like, whatever. Was it 2 first-round picks?
The Jaylen Brown deal? What do you mean?
No, with Kawhi Leonard.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was Brandon Ingram, Grady Dick, and draft picks. It's like, listen, 2 unprotected draft picks. Maybe it's something where it's like, if he gets suspended for 40 games, it's like, all right, we keep the draft picks, but we still make
the trade.
Goes
through. Okay.
Just because, like, I don't know why.
But there's a thought that
The Raptors would get screwed in this.
But the thought...
more probably than the Clippers.
There's a suggestion that the NBA would rule his contract invalid, which means he couldn't be traded. He would just be a free agent.
Which also would screw
the Raptors.
Yeah, because they can't acquire him any other way.
Yeah, so I'm not even concerned about Kawhi. It's funny that this is one more thing he's up to. I don't care what happens to Clippers or because they're involved and so is Kawhi. But if you're the Raptors, you think you've acquired Kawhi Leonard to give yourself a real chance in the East. You were a playoff team last year. You just assume you had Kawhi, trade Brandon Ingram and Grady Dick, who kind of fell out of the rotation. Grady Dick did. You become a real contender for the East. You did it, what is it now, about 8 years ago or 7 years ago? You want to do it again with Kawhi. But what happens if he's ruled to have a contract that's invalid because of salary cap circumvention? That deal's off now. He becomes a free agent. Maybe he would – I was going to say maybe he would do you the favor signing with you anyway, but it's Kawhi. He's not doing anyone any favors, clearly, when it comes to money.
There should be some shady, underhanded deals.
Yeah, it's cool. At this point, which teams could sign Kawhi to a deal he would take if his contract's ruled?
Texas Tech.
Yeah, Cody Campbell. And we're seeing guys across the college football now with the 5-5 ruling not be NFL players and then come back. Indiana has a couple guys. Texas announced that Hudson's coming back. Was he a center or a guard?
I think so.
Yeah.
Or guard, maybe.
So maybe Tech... Kawhi only played 4 years at San Diego State. Maybe Tech can get in on that and see get into another legal fight over a player the second time this summer. So the NBA would like this to be over, but they hired an independent company to investigate. And if they're going to investigate this, this just adds to the length of time before they come to a conclusion. So I do hope it plays out where the trade is deemed too risky by the Raptors. And they say, you know what, we're done here. Just to see what they do. Do they keep Brandon Ingram and Grady Dick, or do they have to move them because you can't possibly keep a player you traded?
They've been traded for, what, a month now?
Yeah, yeah. And not official, but not officially.
Yeah, there has to be some like assurances from the NBA where it's like, listen, like we're not gonna like whatever the punishment. I guess they can't make that those assurances though, because Pablo is still finding out.
Yeah, how many times does Pablo have to dig into this and find another?
That's why you gotta wrap it up. You gotta do it fast. Like what? So many people are like, well, this is just the pay. You know, it's a legal. You know, they're treating it like a legal thing where you have to investigate, then you have to do this, do that. I'm like, they're able to kick out Donald Sterling in like 2 weeks. Like, why is this so long? Like, what, they can make rulings on things fast.
Hey, Adam Silver, less due process, more Gianni Infantino.
There we go.
Just put your thumb on the scale and get it done.
There's a little Infantino in all of us. All right?
Get it done.
Lingers out.
You're both bald men. Take his cues.
Bald.
Take the cue from him.
Sportsman.
Yeah. Get it done. I don't know if the Canadian Prime Minister needs to make a call to Adam Silver. I don't know. But what are we doing here? Hey, Raptors, you have any sway in that country? Get your guy on the line. The leader of Canada, the Prime Minister, and have that person make the call. To Adam Silver
we just need a ruling
and see if you can sway the commissioner of the NBA to get a ruling out there so you can make a decision about your roster as training camp approaches.
Yeah, the training camps or like unofficial where like guys are just working out at the facility, but that's next month. Like that happens in September, late August, early September. But like
My dream is for Brandon Ingram and Grady Dick to go to Raptors Media Day and see how that's handled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got to get it done by Media Day.
Yeah, Media Day is generally late September as camp opens a little bit earlier. So,
yeah,
they still got well over a month deep into September, but we'll see if this newest thing.
It's a month of Pablo Torre.
Yeah, how much more? He parses out the information. He doesn't deal it all out because he's got a show to do.
Puts it under chairs.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, this week, more.
Puts in manila envelopes. And
I'm just glad no team in this city.
Could you imagine if like
has a problem
the
right
Rockets
now.
Were being held hostage?
Like the Kevin Durant trade got held hostage? Maybe some people. Well, we know Eric would feel great about that.
Yeah.
But others, not so much. All right, we got one more segment to go before Michael Carroll joins us. Speaking of Eric, who loves a call-in during that segment. If you want to get in before that, the number is 713-780-3776. But also, your calls when Michael's with us are welcome as well. We will be back.
You're back inside the Huntington Bank Studios with Del Olalea and Sean Mapes.
Just a couple minutes before Michael Carroll joins us. Another running back gets paid, Jahmyr Gibbs. So all the guys who were looking for giant deals get their money this offseason. And Jahmyr Gibbs did the thing where I want just a little bit more than the highest paid running back. So he gets just a little bit more than Bijan Robinson. Both those guys got deals done in the matter of the last couple of days. It's all about the guarantees. And Bijan got $51 million guaranteed at signing. Jahmyr Gibbs, $51.5 million. It's going to be $500,000 more,
there
right?
It is. We joke about, like, just $1 more.
In their world, it's a little bit more than a dollar, but, but relatively speaking.
The NFL equivalent
of
that.
Yeah, well, just $1 more in guarantees, and he gets it. Like, you're the Lions, and you've been working on this deal, and fine. You're happy to get a deal done. In some ways, people say contracts should, when you're doing that negotiation, should hurt a little bit for both people. Not everyone gets what they want. But if you're the Lions, and you agree to give Jahmyr Gibbs 3 years, okay, the framework is there. You know you're going to be giving him a deal that's in the $75 million range. Now we're assuming, of course. But if he comes back to you after the Bijan Robinson deal is out there and goes, look, I'm all good. I just need $500K more because I want more. Like, you do it because you don't want it to be a problem, but you're like, come on. Really? This is what we're doing?
Yeah.
We worked all this out, and you need $500,000 more? How about 10,000?
Yeah.
How about 100,000? Well, why do I got to give you $500,000 more to make this right?
What if Gibbs was like, I want $1 million more than Bijan Robinson?
And they negotiated it down?
Can't do that. We can do $500,000 more. He's like, all right, that sounds good.
This is all projection. I don't know how it played out, but it certainly looks like there was, hey, top cherry on top.
Yeah, this is why I could never be like an NFL GM. Well, one of the reasons I could never be an NFL GM is because of that, where it's like, wait, we spend however many hours over the summer negotiating this.
You did the whole hold-in thing with us, but we all knew we're getting closer to a deal.
All we had to do was just wait until Bijan Robinson gets signed.
Yeah, for some reason, for some reason, the Lions agreed to waiting until Bijan signed. I don't know the consensus how people view those guys, who everyone thinks is better. But if you're the Lions, okay, we'll give you the whole. We'll wait until Bijan signs, so you know the real parameters of a deal for a guy of your caliber.
Brad Holmes gets the Schefter notification.
And all right, goes,
yeah, that looks good.
We're good.
His reaction is just basically like, "Yeah, I'd sign Gibbs."
The Lions let the Falcons negotiate for him. Like, we're gonna pay Jahmyr, whatever Bijan gets paid around there. So let the Falcons figure it out. We'll see who bites first. And then I just imagine Jahmyr Gibbs goes back. That looks good. But in your example, a million more. And the Lions bargain it down to $500K.
And that's it. Job's done. Handshakes. Let's get
It's a business, and those guys are professionals, and I've never done it. But if I'm Brad Holmes, I think a little less.
Let's go to the conference table, have a blank sheet of paper, you with a pen. Smiling, taking a picture.
Yeah, what I mean by a little less, I think a little less of the whole Gibbs group. If you got me to give you $500K for no other reason than you want it more than Bijan,
it would be hard for me not to like roll my eyes.
Yeah,
just like, all right.
You may love him. You got a relationship with him. You drafted him. You want him here. But from now on, I know you're the guy who needed an extra $500K for no other reason than, hey, I'm the highest paid. All right, man.
Sure. Whatever.
Take it. It's not my money.
You're good enough to where I don't care.
We sold enough Fords last week. Who cares? Have at it.
Yeah. Yeah. We got new alternates coming. We'll sell those jerseys. Whatever.
Yeah. The American public still likes a Ford vehicle. It's all good.
F-150 is still flying off.
Yeah. Here. That's your $500K.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't really know. If you're in one of these, because there's one, what was it, with Chase and Jefferson a couple years ago? Yeah, because they're 2020 draft. He was 21. I forgot who it was. But it was the same situation where it's like one of these guys is going to get paid and then the deal for the next guy is really easy. And I'm always like, who chooses to be the first guy to get paid? Why would you choose to be the one who gets I guess in a way $500,000 less. Like, I would just be like, no. Gibbs signs for 51 guaranteed. I get 51.50.
Yeah, who blinks first?
What do I care?
Yeah. Why did Bijan blink first and Gibbs was allowed to come in over the top? I don't know.
I'd take it to the end every time.
See who's willing to fold first, and then I'll just take a little bit more because I think I'm better than you. Brad Holmes, salute. For, we assume, acquiescing to the wishes of the running back and his agent.
Yeah.
It is just something that would bother me a little bit. Now, when he's in the league, in the season scoring touchdowns.
Yeah.
Well, all right, cool.
1,300 yards.
Yeah, I'll get over it. But between now and real snaps, it's what I'd be thinking about.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, all this. I was going to give him $20 million a year no matter what. Like, what? Why did I have to wait?
Because Jameer needed to win. And
he wanted to miss a week of practice.
Well, that too.
That's what it is.
That too. I'm sure that played a part. He's a young vet who certainly thinks he doesn't need it. And he's probably right. All right, we'll get to Eric when we come back. Anyone else want to follow him? To talk to Michael Carroll, you can. Michael Carroll joins us, the host of Comicast, when we come back.
Time to talk about what you should be watching this weekend with Del Olalea, Sean Mapes, and some guy named Michael Carroll.
That guy is here, and we got a call from Jerry, a topic that we normally don't get to in this segment, but he did want to talk Astros, and we're simply going to talk a lot of television and movies. Let's get to Jerry here, and then we'll certainly drill down on what's going on in movies and television. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, I'll make it quick. The Astros, the Padres are a bad team. I don't care if they're like around 500. The Astros need a sweep. Even if the Astros win the AL West, even if they win a first-round playoff match, Alt Espada got to be, and Dana are got to be done. They got to be out because you know the lockout's coming. We all know the lockout's coming. I don't know why you don't push or go get Trout, push, go get big games. Screw, you know, Jim Crane can pay for it. Let him pay for it. The lockout's coming. We won't have baseball in two more years. Astros need to be decent this month. If not, once September rolls around, it's all Texas football. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Well, wow, I understand you don't like the particular leaders of this particular era of Astros baseball. Espada has little to do with whether the Astros go out and go big. So, and I would say the same about Dana Brown. He can make a smaller trade, but Jim Crane is the guy who determines whether they make a big move. And I don't know that the Angels wanted to trade Mike Trout. And if they did, the Astros would get outbid. Well, the Dodgers could trade for Mike Trout if they wanted to. If they really want Scooble and Trout on the same day, what a day for baseball that would be. The lockout wouldn't even have to wait for 2027. They didn't baseball before the postseason. They just say enough. But understand, yes, there is the looming lockout. The Astros did not do a lot. They weren't ever expected to do a lot. So I'm not as angry as you are about it. And yes, the Padres can be looked at as average, but the Padres can look at the Astros as food too. Like, it's how it is when you're right around 500. You need to sweep them because you want to get some distance from the Rangers. But the Padres looking at you and saying, hey, Ronel Blanco's on the mound tonight. We should win that. We got Robbie Ray, our new acquisition. We should win this series so we can solidify our spot as a potential wild card team. Thanks for the call, Jerry.
Astros.
It was dour. It was negative, which is something I lean into. I do think you're right. This is the last season for at least Dana Brown. Whether Joe Espada comes back, that will be determined by if they go on some big run in the playoffs.
James Click won a World Series.
Yeah, and got fired. I mean, yes. Dana Brown should be a I'm not telling a man to sell his house. I don't know where he would like to live if his time with the Astros is over. But I'd be looking into a vacation home someplace.
So you're saying he should get a real estate agent if he doesn't already have one?
Perhaps. He may already know this is his last year, and he expects to work in baseball after this. But just in case you want to take a year off, find a place that has some good weather.
Yeah,
and
a beach.
And hobbies that you like to do.
Yeah. Line up some boxes. You know,
sure. I'm talking about the aftermath. You're talking about the logistics of getting out of here.
Yeah.
I think he should focus on the good stuff you can do.
Where's he going to put all this stuff?
With some time off. That's all. Eric hung up. We're going to get to Eric, but Jerry wanted to talk Astros and bring his thoughts on why the Astros should have gone all in. They couldn't have got Mike Trout if they tried. They ain't got the facilities to make that trade. Michael's here with us.
Hello.
The host of Comicast. He does that podcast with John Lee. You can hear that podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also hear it on Wednesday nights here on ESPN 97.5. So, Michael.
Yes.
In a week that doesn't have an Odyssey or a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
What was the major topic of conversation on Comicast?
Well, this week it was our spoiler review. So we did the full spoiler review. John and I for the first half of it, and then the second half of it is the rest of my conversation with Najeer Chambers of the Culture Collective and Shalice Williams of Real Movie Junkie. We, the three of us, saw it last Monday, so we recorded like the next day to kind of do a reaction to it. And then I released that non-spoiler discussion last week, and now full spoilers are full go. So that was all we did on Comic-Cast this week. It's a long episode, but I think it was a fun one.
So you can hear the entirety of their conversation on Comic-Cast. If you've watched the movie and you want to hear what other people think about what you saw, that is the place to go listen to a full-on breakdown of Spider-Man Brand New Day. And off the back of that, we have gotten a lot of news this week for the X-Men movie. Mm-hmm. The latest news, for those who are unaware, is that Bear, Michael Johnston from the movie Obsession, has been cast in X-Men. He is not playing a mutant, according to Kevin Feige. He is playing a real-world hero who makes an appearance in the MCU. We don't know who it is. We're trying to take guesses. We don't know if it'll be a flashback or not. But Michael Johnston, Bear, will be there. Indy Navarrete certainly has let it be known. She has talked to people associated with that movie for a role. I don't know if you can do both of them.
I don't know.
Unless one of them is painted in some color that you can't recognize their face. Like if she was Mystique, but never turned into Mystique as a human, like non-blue Mystique.
Right.
Which is unlikely. That's part of Mystique's gig.
Kind of the thing.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
So that seems like a bridge too far for her as far as X-Men. If they're casting a co-star, that would be real stunt casting if they put them both in that movie.
It'd be like a football team, like Texas or Miami, like when they bring on two guys from FCS, where you're like, I don't know about two guys. One guy from FCS, you can tell me, like, this guy's just too good for the league that he's in. All right, we don't need to be the all-stars of these people's second movies. Like, the Navarrete and Johnson, like, all right, this is big swings on both of them.
Well, I would also say Indy, I would prefer her.
Sure.
Than yeah. him.
But we apparently have confirmation that he is going to be in the movie.
He is something. Like, he's fine, but like, I don't really care.
See, he's the game manager quarterback from Harvard that you're like, I don't want him to play.
His performance in the movie is fine, but it's his off the field that I'm like,
I don't know what he's up to off the field.
It's nothing bad. It's just he sounds very dumb. And I don't need him to be a doctor. When he's acting in the movie and he doesn't realize some of the things that his character even does, it's like, what are you talking about, bro? there was something where they had a screening of Obsession, and Indy's there, Curry Barker's there, and he's there, and they come to some realization, or they talk about some aspect of the movie, and he's like, oh, I didn't know. And they're like, why would you admit you didn't know that? Like, bro, like, what are we doing? So it's just like, I don't know, man. Plus, he doesn't think Bear is a villain. I'm like, bro, look at what your character did.
Well, he's already in the X-Men world, right? He is the voice of Cable in X-Men 97. Unless that's a different Michael Johnson.
That's a different
Michael Okay, because I'm looking at it.
I was going to say. His voice is way too...
No. Oh, no, he plays Nathan Summers, the kid.
There we go.
He plays the kid version. So he's already in the X-Men world, but now he may be taking on a bigger role. We'll see about that.
We'll see.
Let's get to Eric here. He's back. He wants to talk to, well, mostly Michael. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Y'all excited about the new Robert Pattinson movie as Chris Hansen catching a predator? It didn't come from Amazon Prime, I'm not sure. Also, the rumblings I heard about Matrix 5 is in the works again with Keanu Reeves, and also Jim Carrey is going to be in the new Jetson movie, just moving ahead, I heard, as well. Your thoughts on that, and I'll hang up and listen.
First, yes, Robert Pattinson is in prime time.
I wouldn't describe it as excited.
No, it's a subject matter that I'm not going to get excited about, and it's also not on Amazon. That is a A24 movie going to theaters.
Right.
And from what people are saying, it's not going to, like, showcase the Pattinson character, like Chris Hansen as like this hero that is.
No,
it's going
catch
to
catch a predator.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to showcase kind of some of the things you have to do to be in the position to do that. And it's probably not going to paint Chris Hansen in the best light.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Robert Pattinson would take on a role.
That's just this guy's awesome.
Yeah, I don't think that's his vibe right now. So we'll see. But once again, Eric, your rumblings, at least as far as it being on Amazon.
I think Eric went to a bad campfire or something this week because, like, I don't know about Matrix 5.
I saw the Jim Carrey mention. I don't know that there's anything behind it.
Really. I don't know about the Jim Carrey thing. Eric, I need you to go to a different campfire, a different vineyard.
Grapevine,
something.
But
double check.
But the Jetsons apparently is real. He mentioned
the Jim movie. Carrey,
the
yeah.
movie. No, actually, I don't want to give Eric any applauds because why should I? But he appears to be set to star in the Jetsons movie.
Hmm. I don't know.
I saw that mention. I was wondering if it was real.
So
it is real.
He's just going to be in Sonic and Jetsons?
Does
sound he give
right
off George Jetson? Honestly, he's more of a Spacely to me, but he doesn't look like Spacely.
Yeah, I think if you're getting Jim Carrey to be in the Jetsons movie, he's got to be George.
I would guess so.
Yeah,
you got to honor the source material like that.
Sure.
Yeah. That we all care so much about.
Very much right. so. Very much so. I'm a
1960s.
I'm a purist when it comes to the Jetsons.
Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Spacely Sprockets. What a company. All right, Michael, we'll go to break and we'll get into your reviews of things that people may or may not want to watch. We'll do that when we come back.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show. That's kind of full of sports, but also filled with a lot of movie talk. Now back to the Huntington Bank Studios with Del Olalea and Sean Mapes.
Well, here is the movie talk. Michael Carroll here with us, host of Comicast. Michael, if people
might help if I turn my mic on.
Yeah, that seat leads to people not wanting to turn their mics on.
I get it. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. I forgive you. This time.
Okay, Mr. Carroll.
Show the proper respect. So if people don't want to see everyone's favorite neighborhood Spider-Man or him also in another movie, this time The Odyssey, if you're just sick of Tom Holland, is there anything else to watch that you can go see?
You better go watch one of those again because this week sucks.
All right.
This week is horrible. The best thing is a limited release, and it's a documentary about the Girl Scouts. And that's not
the Girl Scouts. Like, not the cookies, not just the Girl Scouts.
The Girl Scouts
plus
the
cookies.
The people behind the cookies.
Yeah, the people behind the cookies. Like, it's a good documentary, 94% with critics, but it's limited because, of course, there's a lot of screens showing Spider-Man Brand New Day. The wide releases this week, I can't recommend any of them. Don't watch any of them. You have the one night only romance comedy with Monica Barboa and Callum Turner.
People are saying it's The Purge, but for sex.
Exactly. And it's supposed to, like, it doesn't, it's one of those things where it doesn't know that it wants to be a romantic comedy, but it also doesn't know if it wants to be political satire because it's commenting on both of those aspects, but it doesn't do either one good enough outside of the two leads carrying the movie. 47% with critics right now. Skip that one.
Okay.
Just wait till streaming. Super Troopers 3. If it came out in 2006, I think it would be better, but not great. 38% with critics. And it just, like, the trailers and everything just haven't worked for me at all so far. And then Ice Cream Man, the new horror film from Eli Roth. That dude's a moron. Because this fool. Like,
That's the second person he's
this
called.
This is a feisty.
I'm heated.
This is a feisty.
I'm heated.
This week sucks.
This week sucks. Michael Johnson's dumb and Eli Roth's a moron.
Listen, some weeks I got to just, like, let it loose.
Okay.
Because this movie, Ice Cream Man, is a movie. I don't even want. It's a terrible concept anyway. 30% with critics right now. But this fool released or was in an interview with Polygon earlier this week, and they asked him about some animation in the movie. And he's like, I quote, I have an animation background and I drew it. I worked with an animation team. I wanted to look and make it feel like there's an old school Mickey Mouse cartoon, da 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 da. He goes on. Well, after that interview releases, people discover that in the film credits, there's a company called Dark Half that are listed. And you're like, probably like me, what's Dark Half? It's an AI visual effects company. So he worked with an AI visual effects company and he didn't clarify that aspect. And it's a generative AI company. So did you generate the video or did you actually draw it, bro? And his statement was, I misspoke. AI was used in a very small portion of a few scenes in the film. Bro, how do you misspeak about that? Like,
caught in a lie, you're saying?
Yeah. Because it's this long, like, it's like a paragraph long answer. And then when Polygon reached back out to ask him to clarify, it's like this little short sentence, like, oh, I misspoke. Bro, you can't misspeak about that. Like, that's some stupid, like,
Are we getting close to our first dumping of Michael Carroll?
Dump me. No, don't do it.
So we've got this fool and bro.
Yeah.
These are two words I now know if they're used in such close proximity, Michael's got a problem with you.
100%.
Okay.
All I say is here's my because he says something to the effect of it was an opportunity where technology and creativity came together, blah, 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 blah. No, it wasn't. You're just lazy. Here's my opportunity to say skip this film. Skip it. Skip one. Like, just wait till streaming. Go to streaming anyway because that's where the stronger releases
all
are
right.
This week.
Let's go to things he might not call someone a moron about. Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm not going to be. I'm not going to. I just had to get that out there because I was very frustrated by all this news with Eli Roth
right now. this is great. Yeah.
Well, Ted Lasso is back. Season 4 is back after 3 years. I'm not calling anybody dumb on that one. Okay. You know, I haven't been a fan of the show, but not in a negative way or anything like that. Is it true?
Phil Dunster won't be back, the character at least. He's moved on to a new...
I believe that's correct, because it's only a few of them that are back for this new season. But it's getting good reviews so far, 90% with critics, 82% with fans. And then, of course, this is Ted returning to Richmond, but he's taken on his biggest challenge yet, coaching a second division women's football team. Throughout the course of the season, Ted and the team learned to leap before they look, taking chances they never thought they would. It's not a rehash of like season one of Ted Lasso, apparently, either. Like, there is new ways that they explore the character and stuff like that. So it seems like an upgrade from season three, because I've heard season three was kind of like not the best.
I'll take your word for it. I've not watched Ted Lasso.
Never? No? Okay. No. My only experience with Ted Lasso is when it was first released as like a joke. Way back in like 2012 or whatever.
Yeah, I remember the commercial
like,
that it's based off of.
I remember sitting in the bullpen area showing that to Glenn Davis because I was the producer for that show at the time. Yeah, it's like an old thing. I was like, okay.
Because it was like when NBC got the rights to the Premier League or something.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
He would sit down and do a presser.
Yeah,
like
an American coach that has to whatever.
Because it was just a bit at the time. And so, yeah, now it's
four seasons.
TV show. Exactly. There's a new Netflix film, The Last House, with Greta Lee and Wagner Moreau.
I've seen that. I'm a little interested in that. How's it? Uh-oh.
46% right now with critics.
That's on Netflix. I can just have it on and either stop it pretty quickly or not.
That's what it's designed to do.
Yeah, exactly.
One reviewer was like, this is basically like what somebody imagined during COVID, because it's about a family of four that are suddenly sealed inside their home and with no way out. And they must work together to survive against both their dwindling resources and mysterious looming threat, because it's not just them, it's everybody.
Everybody's trapped in the house?
Yeah, everybody's trapped in their house.
In a house or their house?
In their own house.
Their own house. Okay. Yeah.
It's not, like a neighbor. Like they look out the window
and
see
everyone's,
someone out.
Help! Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen the trailer for this.
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
I was not moved.
Yeah. Apparently, like, it starts off okay with the concept and then, like, veers far, far left, and it just doesn't it doesn't make sense. So that's available on Netflix, but I might skip that one. Big Chicken, A Fast Food Conspiracy is a new documentary on Netflix. I wanted to shout this one out. It's basically Super Size Me, but like for a new generation, because The person going through it is a comedian named Mo Gilligan, who tours the UK and the US. One of the places he visits is Houston. So I just wanted to note that. But he's going to do a 28-day experiment of eating nothing but fried chicken. That doesn't seem good.
I'm sure it'll go well.
That seems like a bad thing.
It didn't go well for the other guy.
It didn't go well. Yeah, it doesn't go well for anybody. So I like that part of it. I'm like, eh. And it doesn't really necessarily say anything new. It's like the same stuff we've seen from these types of documentaries. But Mo Gilligan's pretty funny.
If you eat fast food for 25 straight days.
Turns out it's not a good idea. Right. Yeah, exactly. there is this. I don't know if y'all have seen the previews for this. The Shards.
I have seen one preview for it. Was it an FX thing?
It's an FX.
Slash Hulu.
Yeah, slash Hulu thing. Okay. It's based off a book, apparently, but it's the newest Ryan Murphy series.
Okay.
It's rich kids being terrible, and they're being hunted by a serial killer. So
I would assume they're going to force me to root for the serial killer?
Probably, yes. 100%. 54% with critics and 39% with audiences. The only other thing before we run out, I'll point out, is Futurama Season 14 is back. And then Star Wars Visions presents The Ninth Jedi Season 1. First time they're doing like a full one story.
Narrative.
Okay. And it's getting rave reviews right now. So I would highly recommend that. That's on Hulu and Disney Plus.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
You heard some surprising passion from Michael. Yeah. If you frustrate him and piss him off, you get that version of Michael.
Michael Carroll Unleashed.
Why don't we have a segment? Why don't you do it like a segment? Michael Carroll Unleashed. You just is he a man like Bruce Banner where he's always angry?
Yes. Yeah. That's why. That's the secret. That is the feeling that I felt. Yeah.
He's
100%.
When Bruce Banner starts shouting and you're like,
hold on. And then he taps his wrist. No, I got the inhibitor.
Yeah, I got the inhibitor. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Michael.
Ethical questions from that.
Thank you. I know.
Thank you.
Look, Spider-Man, nah, I can't give that away. Just go watch the movie. If you're one of the few people who haven't seen it, clearly if you go to a theater, that's what you should be watching if you listen to what Michael has to say. And you should. He is the host of Comicast, which you can find right here on Wednesday nights. And also, wherever you listen to podcasts, he does that with John Lee, among others.
Yes.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Sean, since we're done for the week, what's it going to be?
We did it!
If people like it. We bring it back. We'll talk to you on Monday.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.